There is one thing that I do not understand about your background. Here you were out in Ohio as a newspaper man. Now, Lord knows there were entertainment writers, everybody from Dorothy to Luella Parsons to Hedda Hopper to you name it. Why would a Ohio newspaper need a correspondent like yourself to cover New
Well, I worked for Scripps Howard. They owned 56 newspapers.
York? Okay.
I was headquartered by choice in Columbus because I'd gone to school here
I
a
gotcha.
few years there, you know.
So,
But
are you saying you're, in other words, your stories were not just running in the Columbus paper, they were running.
oh, they ran, my stories ran a lot of different places.
I did not know that.
Scripps Howard owned 56 newspapers and big ones. Big ones. With the San Francisco Chronicle was there.
Wow.
The New York World Telegram was there. The Cleveland and Pittsburgh Press were there. Rocky Mountain News was there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. 56 in total.
I wanted to ask you one other thing about the Dorothy thing, and that is, do you remember her going to New Orleans?
Yeah. Mark Garrison.
Was it, or you mean Jim Garrison?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Mark Lane. Mark
Oh, okay,
Lane.
Mark Lane.
Yeah, and Jim Garrison,
Okay, so
both of whom I spent some time with, by the
when she made, because it was like, wasn't it in the fall that she died that
way.
she
Oh,
went to?
God, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was, it seems to me, let's see, what year did she die in? 65, I think. Okay, and the Warren Report had come out, somewhere. But the story was from the Mark Sinclair interview was that she asked Mark Sinclair to go along with her, but on a different plane, different flight, different hotel, and that she had called him up in the middle of the night, something had frightened her, and that she told him to go back to New York and never tell anybody he had been there.
Well, I read that, but I've never discussed that with her.
But you do think that she did make a trip to New Orleans, right?
Oh, I know she did.
But it was to see whom? You think Mark Lane?
I think Jim Garrison.
I wondered about that. But see, publicly, Jim Garrison did not get involved in the Kennedy assassination until later. I theorized it would be Jim Garrison also, but who is that mobster? I can't think of these names, Marcello, or who was it that was in New Orleans that was a famous mobster that Robert Kennedy was targeting? And assassination buffs have long thought that he had something to do with Kennedy, JFK's.
How was it the guy that what's her name, the singer
Oh
from the
no, it wasn't
trio?
Sam Giancana. He was based out of
Okay,
Chicago.
yeah, I met him.
You knew Sam because didn't you hit on his girlfriend or something one time you told me about?
Yes, Phyllis, we sat there and drank.
And you lived to tell about
He, well, he didn't know it, thanks.
it,
Phyllis kept her mouth shut. I think that kept her a little safe too.
Wow.
You know.
But there was a mobster in New
It's
Orleans
a vague, yeah.
that was very much implicated in assassination books often target him because he had some shady, he was being targeted by Robert Kennedy. He wanted Robert Kennedy off his back. But he in
Was there
turn,
any connection between him and Oswald?
well, I don't even know that. There could have been. There very well could have
Yeah.
been. But there
Okay.
was a mobster, I'm trying to remember the name, in New York that, when Dorothy used to have this little get together at PJ Clark's, wasn't
Oh,
she?
I've been there many times.
And she called it something, her little intellectual group, or a little, what was it? It was in the afternoon or something, and she'd have
I
different
know
people.
what you mean, but I don't remember. I never went to that. You know,
Yeah.
I that was not my.
Yeah.
I just avoided things like that. But
Well,
I went to
there
PJ
was,
Clark's
I'm
with her
trying
and
to
friends.
remember the name of the guy that was a mobster, a known mobster in New York, that she befriended. Who the hell was that yet? And he actually went to her little circle, well, by her invitation, this little get together at PJ Clark's one afternoon, and sat around with some other people. And I'm trying to remember how I know that. I'm trying to remember how do I know that. I made a note to myself, as a matter of fact, recently about it. But anyway, this when I looked into it, this guy that she knew, this in New York, was a close associate of the guy in New Orleans,
In New Orleans.
and that made me wonder whether or not whoever had lured Dorothy to New Orleans was attempting basically to intimidate her and get her to leave things the hell alone, and she wouldn't give up. She's like a
Well,
pit
we
bull.
don't know. That could have been Jim Garrison who didn't get in until later.
Yeah, you don't know, because, I mean, publicly, he could have been involved in it a lot
No, but
earlier.
he was a big-time attorney in New
Yeah,
Orleans,
I
you
know.
know.
You knew, because you did know mobsters because you were around the entertainment
Oh, yeah.
business.
Oh, yeah. I knew Chief Khanna. He knew my name, you know.
Yeah. Who else?
Hey,
Now,
how you doing?
wasn't Joseph Levine, though, kind of implicated in some stuff that was kind of shady?
That I didn't know. He ran, he founded and ran Embassy Pictures. And my only connection with him was the song I wrote, which I told you about. And by the way, it was never recorded, but I have on, maybe I could send it. I think I have it on my computer. But God, it's gorgeous. You'll see, when you hear it, you'll say, look, oh, what a theme song for a movie, you know. It's that kind of song.
Well, and I do need to get it to my friend. I told you about so
Well,
he's looking for
that
material.
I would suggest give me this moment. He's a
Yeah.
baritone. It's a beautiful song. Let me read you the lyrics here.
Yeah.
I'm just right off the. Give me this moment, just a glance before you go. Sometimes such moments last much longer than we know. Won't you give me just this moment? Let my fingers touch the skies. Just a single moment of love in your eyes. And then it goes on that, give me this moment. Just a dream, perhaps, but then love is like stardust, and you never know just when. There will come that special moment, like a magic sky above, when a single moment turns to a lifetime of love. It's
How
really
did you
like
get
this.
the inspiration for these songs?
Oh, I'm a writer.
Well, I
I
know,
don't
but you
need
got to get the
inspiration.
inspiration from something.
Well,
A pretty girl
I
walks by and you get a thought, or,
Well, I've had that happen, the thoughts I usually get are not going to be a
Not
song.
for songs, right? I got you.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I've just been a writer and composer all my life.